Dear young friends, in the beautiful prayers that we are about to recite, we reflect on Mary as a young woman, receiving the Lord's summons to dedicate her life to him in a very particular way, a way that would involve the generous gift of herself, her womanhood, her motherhood. Imagine how she must have felt. She was filled with apprehension, utterly overwhelmed at the prospect that lay before her. The angel understood her anxiety and immediately sought to reassure her. Do not be afraid, Mary. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. It was the Spirit who gave her the strength and courage to respond to the Lord's call. It was the Spirit who helped her to understand the great mystery that was to be accomplished through her. It was the Spirit who enfolded her with love and enabled her to conceive the Son of God in her womb. This scene is perhaps a pivotal moment in the history of God's relationship with his people. During the Old Testament, God revealed himself partially, gradually, as we all do in our personal relationships. It took time for the chosen people to develop their relationship with God. The covenant with Israel was like a period of courtship, a long engagement. Then came the definitive moment, the moment of marriage, the establishment of a new and everlasting covenant. As Mary stood before the Lord, she represented the whole of humanity. In the angel's message, it was as if God made a marriage proposal to the human race. And in our name, Mary said yes. In fairy tales, the story ends here, and all life live happily after. In real life, it is not so simple. For Mary, there were many struggles ahead as she lived out the consequences of the yes that she had given to the Lord. Simeon prophesied that his word would pierce her heart. When Jesus was 12 years old, she experienced every parent's worst nightmare when for 3 days a child went missing. And after his public ministry, she suffered the agony of witnessing his crucifixion and death. Throughout her trials, she remained faithful to her promise, sustained by the spirit of fortitude, and she was gloriously rewarded. Dear young people, we too must remain faithful to the yes that we have given to the Lord's offer of friendship. We know that he will never abandon us. We know that he will always sustain us through the gifts of the Spirit. Mary accepted the Lord's proposal in our name. So let us turn to her and ask her to guide us as we struggle to remain faithful to the life-giving relationship that God has established with each one of us. She is our example and our inspiration. She intercedes for us with her Son, and with her mother's love, she shields us from harm. Angelus Domini annunciavit Mariae. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Ecce ancilla Domini. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora et verbum caro factum est. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix. Oremus, gratiam tuam quesmus Domini mentibus nostris infunde, ut qui angel annunciante Christi Filii tu incarnazione coniovimus, per passionem eus et crucem, ad resurrectionis gloriam perducamur, per iundem Christum Dominum nostrum. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Requiem aeternam dona eis Domine. Requiescant in pace. Dominus vobiscum. Sit nomen Domini benedictum. Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus. Saluto di cuore ai giovani di lingua italiana ed estendo il mio affettuoso pensiero a quanti sono originari dell'Italia e vivono in Australia. Al termine di questa straordinaria esperienza di Chiesa che ci ha fatto vivere una rinnovata Pentecoste, tornate a casa rinvigoriti dalla forza dello Spirito Santo. Siate testimoni di Cristo risorto, speranza dei giovani e dell'intera famiglia umana. Cherchen francophone! L'Esprit Saint est la source du message de Jésus-Christ et de son action salvifique. Il parle au cœur de chacun le langage qu'il comprend. La diversité des dons de l'Esprit vous fait comprendre la richesse des grâces de grâce qui est en Dieu. Puissez-vous vous ouvrir à son souffle. Puissez-vous permettre son action en vous et autour de vous. Vous vivrez ainsi en Dieu et vous témoigneriez que le Christ est le Sauveur que le monde espère. Auch euch, liebe junge Freunde deutscher Sprache, gibt mein herzlicher Gruß. Der Heilige Geist ist ein Geist der Gemeinschaft und wirkt Verständigung und Kommunikation. Sprecht mit anderen über eure Hoffnungen und Ideale und sprecht von Gott und mit Gott. Glücklich ist der Mensch, der in der Liebe Gottes und in der Liebe zum Nächsten lebt. Gottes Geist führe euch auf Wegen des Friedens. Queridos jóvenes, in Cristo se cumplen todas las promesas de salvación verdadera para la humanidad. Él tiene para cada uno de vosotros un proyecto de amor en el que se encuentra el sentido y la plenitud de la vida y espera de todos vosotros que hagáis fructificar los dones, los dones que has dado, siendo sus testigos de palabra y con el propio ejemplo. No lo defraudéis. Amados jóvenes de lengua portuguesa, Queridos amigos en Cristo, sabéis que Jesús no vos quer sencillos, dice Ele, eu rogarei ao Pai, Ele vos dará outro Consolador para estar convosco para sempre, o Espírito da Verdade, que vos conheceis, porque habita convosco e está em vós. É verdade, sobre vós desceu uma língua de fogo do Pentecostes, e a vossa marca de cristãos, mas não foi para guardardes só para vós, porque a manifestação do Espírito é dada a cada para proveito comum. Levei este fogo santo a todos os cantos da terra. Nada e ninguém o poderá apagar, porque desceu do céu. Tal é a vossa força, caros jovens amigos. Por isso, vivei do Espírito e para o Espírito. Dear friends, the time has come for me to say goodbye, or rather, to say arrivederci. I thank you all for your participation in your Weltjugend Day 2018 in Sydney. And I look forward to seeing you again in 3 years' time. Weltjugend Day 2011 will take place in Madrid, Spain. Until then, let us continue to pray for one another and let us joyfully bear witness to Christ before the world. May God bless you all.